And on the live line with us this morning is Katie Barr of Maria Carrillo High. Katie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're the vice principal. First, I have to ask you, how many people comment on your name, Katie Barr?
You know, that's funny. It's not as many anymore. When I was a kid, it was a lot more because of the Katie Barr the Door reference.
Yes,
but
I think
as that kind of disappears, it doesn't happen as much anymore.
Well, you're here to talk about much more important issues. And first, let me ask you, Katie, how are the students, the staff, and the teachers at Maria Carrillo High doing in your recovery?
Oh, thanks for asking. We're hanging tight. So we definitely were pretty heavily impacted by the fires. Luckily, the school wasn't affected, but about 10% of our student population have lost their home.
Wow.
And an additional probably 5 to 10% who have been affected in a variety of ways. Either they're displaced because they can't move back into their homes, or we're renting and are being displaced because the owners now need to move into those homes.
And in the end, no one is unaffected. Everybody's affected.
Right.
It's a matter of degree, really.
Exactly. I think that's definitely true.
So we've heard a lot of stories and very inspiring stories about people getting together to help others in their community and sometimes outside of their community. And there's something that's happening at Maria Carrillo High this morning that is very interesting indeed.
Mm-hmm. We have two organizations, the Beijing Foundation and Able to Shine, are coming up this morning from Silicon Valley. They caught wind of our story and kind of the impact that had happened. And we had created a specific fund, a fire relief fund for our students on our campus with the intent that it's a long-term scholarship fund because we'll have very unique needs for specific students as they're matriculating through our system. And what we're realizing is really it's not just what's going to happen today, but what is going to happen over the next 3 to 5 years.
So and a lot of that, Katie,
fund.
We don't know about yet. You know,
exactly.
None of us, because, of course, it's a new circumstance for all of us. So you're right. Trying to prepare for those circumstances is fantastic. But it's difficult because you're not quite sure what's going to happen next.
Right. And hence this fund. So it allows us to have a little bit more flexibility and a little more spending power to be able to assist those students with their needs as they're heading towards graduation.
Now, is there a reason, Katie, by the way, is the vice principal of Maria Carrillo High, I should mention that. Is there a reason that these particular entities, the Beijing Association of Northern California, Able to Shine, and Leadership Initiatives for Youth are joining forces with you?
Well, my understanding is that they do have connections to our area, specifically the Fountain Grove area, and so they felt compelled to assist in whatever way they could.
And how are they going to be assisting Maria Carrillo?
Well, my understanding is that they are providing a large cash donation that will be presented to us this morning on our site.
Very nice. So it's going to be just 40 minutes from 50 minutes from now at Maria Carrillo High. Are all the students gathering for this too?
Well, we have a handful of students who will be coming who have been a part of our relief effort, in addition to teachers and the administration who've been a part of all this. So we've been trying to kind of gather the troops so that we can honor them and just show our gratitude.
Very nice. So we don't know how big the check's going to be yet, right?
We don't. No. It's a surprise.
Well, that, I'm sure, no matter what, I'm sure it will be a happy surprise.
Yes.
One of the things that I've found to be consistent throughout, since October the 8th, with young people and often with high school students, is their willingness to step up, reach out, and say, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume you're finding that, too, at Maria Carrillo.
Absolutely. It's been an incredible, I think as an adult, it's been an incredible opportunity to kind of witness how much our student population really cares about each other, the way that they've stepped up in a multitude of ways, not only helping with organizing our relief efforts and support, but just on campus in general, just the way that they're supporting one another and being more patient, listening, helping each other out, volunteering when they have the opportunity.
Yeah, there's lots of volunteering. I mean, I know a lot of kids who, you know, were not directly affected by the fires, but who couldn't go to school nonetheless for evacuation reasons, you know, were handing out I don't know how many thousands of meals and working at the evacuation shelters and all that. And just very, very good stuff.
Yes, it's, yeah. We're an amazing community, and I cease to be amazed every day.
All right, very good. What about people who would like to help out your cause in their own individual way? Is there a way to do that?
Absolutely. So we have kind of two efforts that we are working on. One is this relief fund that they can go to our website. You can just Google Maria Carrillo High School, and it pops up to our website and on that homepage. There's more information of for our relief fund. Or the other option, too, is we've been gathering gift cards to give to our families who've been impacted throughout this year as needs arise for them.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And also, you know, as we move forward, I'm sure that, you know, concrete numbers are it's too soon for a lot of those. But I am wondering about whether you've seen any significant number of kids who have not come back to school since the fires because their families have moved out, moved on, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. We've had a handful. I can't say a large number. It's been, you know, a small
well, that's
population
good.
At this point. Yes, but our concern is that at the end of the school year, we may have more who say, you know, trying to get to Maria Carrillo from Petaluma or Novato or Sebastopol is just too much for us.
And that is, you know, one of the reasons, just another example of how multi-layered this devastation is.
Absolutely.
That it's not just we see what we see in front of us, but it is in the businesses, the students, the families, the neighborhoods that are not going to find an easy way to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's absolutely true.
But today, let's focus on the positive, and let's focus on that big fat check that you're about to be given by the Beijing Association of Northern California, Able to Shine Foundation, and Leadership Initiatives for Youth. It's a great story, and I'm hoping that you'll call us back today and tell us how big that big fat check was.
I will.
All right.
I definitely will.
All right. Very good. And happy holidays to you and everyone at Maria Carrillo High.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Katie. That is Vice Principal of Maria Carrillo, Katie Barr, and looking for a big donation today for Maria Carrillo High students. And that is good news indeed. Again, if you would like to donate to that particular fund, you can go to Maria Carrillo High School Fire Survivors and donate there if you'd like to do that on an individual basis.